we talk about people coming up from Mexico. Laborers didn't want to do the cement work on the dam, but they protested and they ran off the Mexican workers who were brought in to do the work.
As I say, there are all kinds of sidebars here. People were supposed to have fallen in the cement and died and things like that. It's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction.
Yeah. I think you've alluded to this already, but I'm going to cover it anyway. They were taking core samples at the site for the dam proposed by the Army Corps of Engineers. And that's when the drillers found their tools slipping away into the ground.
In the Seneca Fault, yes.
And they'd actually penetrated the roof of a cave, which was as large as a good-sized storeroom and was very close to the Seneca Fault line.
Yeah. It certainly gave them cause for pause to say, well, I don't think we want to build a heavy dam over this fault. And so that's when they moved it.
300 yards north of the original site. There's a lot of yin and yang that we're not getting into here, GRDA and arguments and fights and so forth, which maybe would be boring, but it probably didn't go as smoothly as we're talking about. Many hurdles of ownership. Finally, the GRDA was considered owner, a legal state agency. Mm-hmm. This went to the state Supreme Court. You had all that fighting going on.
There was obviously a tug and pull between private corporations, private electric corporations, and the possibility of having a public entity that would generate electricity. And so, as usual in politics, what you see isn't what you're getting. What you see is people obstructing the efforts of other people. But the real rationale isn't known, and the real rationale here was simply that this was going to cut into the profits of private electrical companies. So the governor and others became involved in this.
And consequently, some of the governors then perhaps their campaigns had been contributed to by some of these electric companies.
Some things never change,
no,
John. They never change.
No, they don't. So,
they're bought and paid for, and they have to produce, or they leave office.
Governor Phillips, I think, was one of those that was against it.
Yes.
But once it was decided that it was a legal state agency, then that kicked off a huge celebration in Vineta and in Ketchum and in Disney.
Well, certainly. By this time, the locals had caught the vision. The jobs and the potential recreational center here in northeast Oklahoma, in addition to the electricity, of course. I always hie back to something that J. Howard Langley wrote. He said he would rather buy his cotton socks from mills in Oklahoma than Massachusetts. And, of course, J. Howard was the first chairman, briefly, of the GRDA.